Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. What to do, everybody? This is Lee for Lee and Keys Real Talk. But, as always, on Friday night, we bring you that fantasy football fire with the Three Bros Fantasy Show. Let me introduce my bros to you. Coming at you live from Tampa is my big bro, Carl. What's up, bro?
What's happening, everybody? What's good, family?
Oh, nothing, man. Hey, I think the first time in fantasy football history, I got a tie, and it's with my bro. Me and my bro tied last week. I couldn't believe it. I was like, all right, the fantasy gods are on one right now. Hey, what up to my bro in North Carolina, out of Fayetteville? What up, Jermaine? How you doing, bro?
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? Cackalack in the house.
Oh, man. Got to say that this fantasy season has definitely been kind of ebbs and flows so far. Finally got a win. Well, I got wins, but I'm finally off the slide in one of my leagues, so about time. You know, man, it's been good, man, seeing some unfamiliar faces. People are actually winning this year and in some of my leagues.
Yeah, unfamiliar people talking trash like they're regular winners.
Yeah, man. Hey. I was thinking the same thing, man. When he put it on the message board, I was like, damn, dog, it's only like week four, bro.
Yeah.
Man, you know, start talking to like, what, about week eight, week nine, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Dang. Week four?
Exactly.
Yeah, when they hit you with that, when they hit you with that Denny Green, they are who you thought they were, you know.
There you go.
Hey, and then they go on that mid-season slide, and you can't find them.
Mm-hmm. Look,
well,
everybody start talking that trash until them bye weeks start hitting them.
There you go.
Yeah, man. But let's jump to the last night's game, man. The Rams and Seattle. And I'm going to come at you, big bro, because I know you got Russell Wilson. I want to say, what, two of your teams, three of your teams?
Three, bro.
Yeah, ooh. I know. I know you got Russell on, like, three of your teams.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to talk some fantasy. We're going to talk some real football. We're going to talk about the fantasy part first. What did you see for Seattle last night that you like?
Man, well, I like the way they responded after Russell went down, to be honest with you. They fought a little hard, it seemed like. Maybe they was rallying around Geno. Yeah, but you know they I felt like they fought hard and gave themselves a chance. But man, the Rams, bro, I'm concerned with them boys. They're a threat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I worry about Seattle because if you can bottle up their wide receivers. They really don't throw to the running back too much, and they really don't have a tight end that – I mean, I like Gerald Everett, though. He's been out the last two games. But if you could bottle up maybe one of their wide receivers, I think their offense will struggle. Plus, they don't have, like, a scrimmage, a line of scrimmage to, like, eight-yard offense. All they shit is long or deep. It ain't nothing intermediate. And I think that kind of worries me a little bit. But I think they will put in a short offense for Geno. But Geno looked good last night. I thought he was getting there and throwing an interception on his first throw, but he did.
Oh, yeah.
And he came in and he looked prepared. So, I mean, I know some people probably go out and, you know, they're going to be panicking because they don't have Russ. I say basically what you do is you – Russ going to be out probably about 3 to 4 weeks. If you can stream your quarterback, stream him. If you feel comfortable picking up Geno, pick up Geno. But who you got as your backup, bro? I know you drafted well, so who you got as your backup?
Yeah, but you know what? Let me take a look because normally after the Thursday game, I don't pay attention to that particular team.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what my plan is. I straight up tell you right now. If he
What's
out for 3 or 4 weeks, if he out for 3 or 4 weeks, and my quarterback is Russell Wilson, I will start and drop based on matchups every week till he come back.
So
you can start a quarterback
every week.
Yes, you can. You can do it.
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, I have a quarterback every
week.
And if I don't feel comfortable with my backup in the matchup, I'm not going to just settle because he on my roster.
Well,
Richard Sherman. I bring you in.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right, so, Jermaine, talk to me about the Rams, man, from a fantasy perspective last night.
Rams look good, brother. The Rams are a machine. I think right now they're the second best team in the NFC behind Arizona. Stafford looked good. Another great game, 365, a touchdown, an interception. Darrell Henderson, he looked good. 82 yards and a touchdown. Sony Michel ran. He ran pretty decent. I mean, he's not a – it depends. If Darrell Henderson misses time, Sony Michel, I feel, is a good plug and play because the Rams are going to score. But the big surprise, even though he's consistent, is Robert Woods. Man, bro, he came out the woodwork because everybody knows about Cooper Kupp right now. Pretty much leading the way fantasy-wise in receivers. But Robert went off 12 catches, 150 yards. Even if he didn't get a score, he still got you some solid fantasy points last night.
Yeah.
But that offense looks good. Hmm?
Especially PPR. He had 12 catches, 150. So, actually, I have Robert Woods on like 3 of my teams. I started him on 2, and I had him on the bench on 1. But the team that I had him on the bench on, I got Antonio Brown, and I got Keenan Allen playing this week. So I felt good about their matchups. But, you know, sometimes you take a chance. But plus, at the same time, Robert Woods, he was being targeted, but he wasn't really doing what we expected him to do coming off the last couple of years he'd been with the Rams. So, that's what I based it off of. Plus, seeing like Cooper Kupp was like number one guy that Tyler Higbee, But I think D-Jax made the biggest difference in their offense because once you put D-Jax in the game, he takes the top off the defense.
Absolutely.
He takes the top off. So, but look, man, look, we got let's talk some real football right now. I know a lot of people out there, they like when we talk fantasy, but I like when we talk real football. I'm going to Pittsburgh, man.
Mm.
Bro, like Tommy got, man, they got to do something about the quarterback situation, bro. It's hurting the whole team in my estimation. The defense is on the field too much. I mean, the only person worth playing for Pittsburgh right now is Najee Harris. I mean, nobody else is really doing that. I mean, Ben is Juju for, like, wide open plays last week. I was like, man, come on. What's the Pittsburgh do, man? I'm coming to you, Jermaine. What's the Pittsburgh do?
Man, I think they need to lean on Najee and feature Najee and use Ben at this stage of his career just like as a game manager, just like Baker Mayfield. They don't need to be passing maybe 20 to 25 times a game. Feature Najee Harris and ride him. I think they're going to have to get out of that old mindset. Ben is going to carry us. He can't. For the last 2 years, that offense, it seems like every wide receiver route goes about 10 yards or less. And teams are caught up to it. They're not going to win that way. So what they're going to have to do is just like almost like kind of what Seattle did is take a step back and focus on the run game first. use play action off of the run game, feature Najee. They have some good tight ends in Ebron and Friedman. You still got good receivers, Deontay. You still got Juju. But I think they need to go and change their offensive philosophy, run the ball, stick with the run. That way you can minimize the mistakes by Ben, because he cannot do what he used to in the offense right now. You can't ride with him. So you got to feature Najee.
Only pushback I give back on the Najee thing is they can't run block either.
Yeah, I know,
mean, they can't run block or pass block, so it's like I really don't know what they could do, man. Me personally, I know they got R Reject and Dwayne Haskins, but hell, Mason Rudolph knows the system. He's been in the system, what, 3 years, 4 years? What is it going to hurt to put Mason Rudolph in the game?
They're not going to put him in. They're not going to put him in as long as Roethlisberger is.
Yeah, they ain't going to do that.
Quote unquote healthy. But the problem is, I see two problems with him. One, Roethlisberger is still trying to get himself together, knock the rust off. He's been gone for a year. And secondly, he got a whole new offensive line, so the team has not gelled yet. You know, it takes a while. And so I figure if we still talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers struggling week 8, week 9, then they really got a problem. But that offensive line has to come together, and I think that will get Big Ben going. They got the receivers. They definitely got the running back. We just got to give them a couple weeks. And I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah,
I think we're
going to
be talking about this in week 8.
Yeah.
I think we'll be talking about this in week 8. I think we'll be talking about, oh, my God, they still struggling. They in last place in their division. And they barely averaging 17 points a game. I think we'll be talking about that in week 8. But, look, man, let's go ahead and jump into it, man. Let's give the people what they can here for it. All right, big bro, give me a quarterback you sitting this week and why.
I'm sitting Baker Mayfield against the Chargers, bro.
Again?
Yeah, bro. I don't know about again. I wasn't here last week.
The week before that, you sat Baker.
Hey, bro, look, I'm not really a good fan of Baker Mayfield. I don't think you really.
That's what it is.
But okay. I will say this, though. In this case, though, you know, he's going against the Chargers, coming off that emotional win against KC. They picked up Mahomes twice, got two fumbles. You know, the defense, the Chargers defense is on fire. Not to mention the numbers. Mayfield only got two touchdowns in the four games so far. Is that starting material for you?
Man, actually, the crazy part is I got Russell Wilson in one of my leagues, and I was looking out there on the waiver wire. I was like, damn, Baker Mayfield out there. And I was like, man, I'm just going to have to play this by ear. So, but I think this is a week Baker's going to have to play quarterback, dog. I don't think this is a week that they can let him manage the game. Because if you let him manage the game, I think the Chargers will go up and down the field on Cleveland. I know Cleveland defense is good, but I think the Chargers offense is better. So this might be the game that Stefanski can't protect them. You got to put them out there and let them put it up 30, 35 times, because quite sure Herbert and them are going to score the ball. So, hey, that's all I'm going to say about that. Who you got, Jermaine? Who you sitting this week?
Man, I'm sitting Tannehill. I knew I said Tannehill last week, but I'm going to throw one on extra one, and that's Derek Carr. So Derek Carr last week, he came back down to earth going against the Chargers. Yes, he has started off well. He's prior to that game, he was leading the league in yards. But when he had to go up against a really stout defense, it took a back step. I'm thinking they're going to have a tough time with Chicago. They're rated, you know, 10th against quarterbacks. And I really don't think he's going to really get big numbers off of that defense. So if I have a better option, I definitely would go with that route for this week against the Chicago.
Yeah, I think the only saving grace that Derek Carr might have is that Khalil Mack might not play this week. He's questionable for Sunday. So that hey, I'm just saying that might be a saving grace that Khalil Mack might not play Sunday. But
yeah,
I'm going to be a heartbreaker right now. I know a lot of y'all ran out and picked on Trey Lance last week. Y'all, like 49ers finally going to Lance. This is a bad week to play him. Going up against Arizona, undefeated. Arizona defense is very solid. Last week against the Rams, they did some things I didn't think they could do. But they played good. They put pressure on Stafford. They actually put pressure on that whole offensive unit. So, I know you drafted, you went out and picked Trey Lance up. You happy? You smiling? This ain't the week to start him. Arizona gonna load up against the run. They gonna force him to throw the ball. And if you watch the end of the game when he came in last week. He got Debo on a wide open busted coverage touchdown. Then he got Debo after Seattle was kind of in a prevent. But if you look at some of his passes, they was high, they were hard. He don't seem like he know how to touch yet. I will wait. I probably will play Trey Lance this week. I will wait. But you know, I know a lot of y'all are excited. Trey Lance finally get to play, but I wouldn't start him this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, big bro. All right, little bro, give me a running back you sitting this week.
Sitting Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders, over the last couple of weeks, has only averaged 7 touches a game. And
bad play.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that's ridiculous. I just don't understand how a running back with that much talent is only getting 7 touches a game. This week, I don't really think that nothing's going to change. Coach Sariano, I don't know what he's thinking. Everybody's trying to be like the Bills, not run the ball. But, guys, I still say you got to run the ball to win. But they're going to be going up against Carolina, which Carolina's playing some ball. Carolina is playing defense.
Yes,
bro. So I don't think that Miles Sanders this week, this is not going to be his breakout game. The Panthers being stout, definitely go another direction this week.
I don't understand it. The game against Dallas, Miles Sanders, I want to say he had 2 rushes for 40-some yards. I think his first rush went for 25 yards, then his second rush went for like 15. 2 rushes, 40 yards. And he didn't touch the ball the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And when I say didn't touch the ball, I don't even think he caught a pass in that game, maybe 1 pass. Miles Sanders can catch the ball. He can run the ball. Why he not being used, I don't know. It's just bad play calling. All right, big bro, give me a running back you saying this week.
Oh, I'm going with that other Miles, Gaskin, against my Tampa Bay Bucks. Tampa Bay only gave up -1 yard last week. Gaskin got 3 yards last week against Indy. No need to start the dude. It ain't no sense. He scored 0.30 points in Yahoo League. If you had that dude starting, you probably lost last week.
You probably lost your head.
hey, and he hasn't scored a touchdown yet. So yeah, sit him.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the running back situation in Miami, man. It's like when they get down to the goal line, they bring Malcolm Brown in, they take Gaskins out. Last year, Gaskins got basically predominantly all the red zone touches. I had Miles Gaskins also, but I'm going with this guy, man. I just don't understand this guy at all. Josh Jacobs, man, for the Raiders. He's always hurt. He's always fighting some kind of ankle, knee, thigh, some kind of lower leg injury all year long. So last week against the Chargers, and the Chargers have been giving it up on the ground. He couldn't even have a solid game against the Chargers' run defense. And everybody's been eating them up. So I just don't understand it. Me personally, I thought he should have sat out the Monday night game. I thought they should have rolled Peyton Barber. I thought Peyton was trying to have a big game against the Chargers. But look, you look out there, Josh Jacobs is out there, and he did absolutely nothing. So I'm saying Josh Jacobs, if you could go elsewhere, go elsewhere. But I just don't trust the guy. He's always hurt. I think I will have him on a wait and see whether or not he can put a game together before I would even think about putting him in my lineup, even as a flex. So I'm down on Josh Jacobs, man. All right, big bro, give me a wide receiver you send this week.
Man, I'm benching Rondale Moore for the Cardinals, bro. I think that whole offense is on fire. I'll say that. For the first 2 weeks, he scored double-digit fantasy, and now he's scoring single digits. Yeah, he's doing single-digit targets.
Yeah.
And like I said, in the first 2 weeks, everybody ran out of the waiver wire and tried to snatch him up. And now everybody want to cut him. Because he no longer producing. You're getting deep in a little further into the season. A quarter of the season is over, and now teams are taking away certain players away from you. And I think he's one of those players. He's being game planned out. Not to mention the emergence of A.J. Green in that offense. He's finally stepping up, still on my do not draft list, but he's stepping up.
Yeah, man. I noticed that too because I picked Rondale Moore week three. And I was like, I just pick him up, sit him on my bench, see what he hasn't really done anything. Christian Kirk has definitely been balling, and then A.J. Green has definitely found new life in Arizona. But that's to be expected, though, when you got D-Hop on the other side.
Yeah.
But now defenses might have to be honest now because Colin has proven – he's going to throw to who's ever open.
Yeah.
And once the quarterback does that, your defense is basically, you got to make a decision. So I do like, I can't believe I'm saying the A.J. Green, man. I do like him going to Arizona. Wow. Give me a wide
good move for him. This week,
right? Yeah, good move for him. Because he ain't the number one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, brother, I'm sitting Amari Cooper. Brother, Amari Cooper, everybody knows he had that 17 target opening game. But after that, since week one, he's only seen a total of 12 targets, y'all. And he's coming off of now a hamstring injury going up into this game. So CeeDee Lamb has been picking up volume. Dalton Schultz has been picking up volume. I don't see him having a big game this week going against the Giants. Plus, he's going to be shadowed by James Bradberry on top of that. So a hamstring and Bradberry, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't feel comfortable starting him this week.
Damn. You're going to sit the number one wide receiver for the Cowboys in a home game going against the Giants.
Hey, long live CD.
All right. Hey, I this one thing about this show, we do take each other's advice. And I do have Amari Cooper, so I will be looking to see when I can slide somebody else into my lineup in Amari Cooper's place. But Well, we already talked about Juju, so Big Ben being bad, so I'm not going to talk about him. I'm going with this guy, man. He's been having an outstanding season, but I think the defense they're going against is definitely going to limit his output. I'm saying Brandon Cooks this week, man, going against New England, man. We already know New England has a good pass defense. If y'all didn't know, if you watched the game last week, Belichick is a defensive strategist, dog. And this Davis Mills guy is a rookie. So Belichick is going to dominate, confuse him. And guess what that means? That the quarterback struggles. That means the skills position struggles. So I'm definitely looking elsewhere with Brandon Cooks. If you can go elsewhere, go elsewhere. But if you got him as your wide receiver one, and you drafted him as your wide receiver one, you know, you might have to look and see whether or not Alan Lazard out there, who's going to have a good matchup against Cincinnati. See if T. Higgins available or Tyler Boyd or somebody. I would just look elsewhere, man. Damn, Amari Cooper. I got to circle that one. Give me a tight end you said this week, Jermaine, man, I'm gonna say Robert Tonyan, man,
he's been hurting me personally too. He's very good.
That was Kyle's boy last year,
man. That was my boy too, man. He's only had three red zone targets. And that ain't going to do it, bro. He's only had one in the last 4 weeks is that. And Bengals are very sneaky tough against the tight end. And right now, I think they're in the top five or six against the tight end. I had high hopes for him too, Carl. Coming in, you got A-Rod throwing to you. He just hasn't been consistent at all. And there's other tight ends out there you probably can stream. I definitely would go with them. Maybe like a Knox or somebody like that if it's chicken.
Yeah, I don't think you can stream Knox no more. I think since last week or 2 weeks ago, he's what, on a 2-game touchdown streak, and he scored in three of their four games. So, yeah, I don't think Knox is available no more. And I know you picked him up last week and two leagues. I want to say you picked him up. But, hey, man, I just think Tonyan, you know, most tight ends are touchdown dependent. But if you could get a tight end that does work in between the 20s as well, you know, those are the kind of guys you really want. Like we talked about last week, Carl, everybody watched the Bengals game. And I saw four people go out and pick up C.J. Uzomah. I'm like, damn, it ain't like he can play for you this week. So those points he just scored, I'm like, damn. So, you know, it is what it is. But what tight end you saying this week, big bro?
Man, I'm sitting Tyler Conklin for the Vikings. But here's the thing about this one. I was kind of on the fence about it. Because last 2 weeks, he got 14 targets. And you know how I feel about targets.
Yep.
But it's not really any yardage on it. So, you know, it's like, well, what's the point in starting somebody? Yeah, he's getting the targets, and you want to hope that it could lead to a bigger point explosion in the future. But right now, I would say, at least this week, going against the Detroit Lions, who give up the 14 fewest points of tight ends, you might go ahead and sit this guy down who only scored once so far this year and eclipsed no more than 70 yards receiving.
Yeah, that's funny because last week Jermaine had him as a start. Jermaine had Tyler Conklin as a start last week. I'm going with this guy, man. I thought he should have been traded in the offseason. I'm going with Zach Ertz, man. It seems like Goddard is their guy now. He's a pass-catching tight end. Although both of them caught passes last week, but Goddard seems to get the red zone touches, and he's been schemed to get, like, the more explosive plays from the tight end. I did watch the Kansas City game last week between Kansas City and Philly, and I just feel like they are kind of – scheme at Ertz to be like the possession tight end and Goddard to be the explosive tight end. And they played against a good defense in Carolina this week. And I think Carolina's defense is going to rebound this week. And they probably going to have a shot in their arm because they know Stephon Gilmore is coming to them. So I look for Carolina defense to be tough this week. And if you got somebody outside of Ertz, go pick them up. Maybe stream Max Williams from Arizona, even though he's going to have a tough matchup against San Francisco. Or the backup tight end for the 49ers, because I don't think Kittle's going to play this week. So, hey, man, Ertz, you had a good ride in Philly. Probably should have demanded that trade. Probably should have went down to Jacksonville. Hey, sometimes things just don't work out for you. All right, big bro, let's get the people. Let's make the people smile now. Give me a quarterback to start this week.
Here we go. I picked this guy up off the waiver wire, believe it or not. And you starting him in one league. That's Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold going up against the Eagles. He got a league high 5 rushing touchdowns. All right. His points have increased every single week. So he can only get better as he get more comfortable with that offense. Like I said, great matchup against the Eagles, who got beat up by the Chiefs and Dallas back-to-back weeks. I expect Sam Darnold to have a great game against me, and that's not good.
Yeah, I got Sam Darnold, I want to say, in like 3 leagues, and I think I'm starting him over Ryan Tannehill, and I want to say 2 of those leagues. So
yeah.
I've been actually – But we did talk about this on the preview show. If Sam Darnold can't ball out with this team, then maybe he's not fit to be in the NFL. Because there's talent on each level on this team. You know, they got a running back. They got a good backup running back. They got a good third-string running back. They got 3 good wide receivers. I mean, their tight end is okay. I'll get to him a little later. But hey, I like what Sam Darnold is doing, man. Who you got, Jermaine? Who you starting this week at a QB1?
Yes, sir. I'm starting Joe Burrow going against the Green Bay Packers. I think this is going to be a shootout, guys. And the Packers, they're missing Jair Alexander, their all-star corner. I think this is going to be fun to watch because it's not going to be no 17-14 score game at all. I think the byproduct of Burrow, I think you're going to have some great games by Boyd and Chase, Jamar Chase. I just guarantee, man, this is going to be a great performance by Burrow, man. He is solid.
I like that. Joe Burrow. Because Green Bay, they can't generate a pass rush. You can't lose your number one corner, especially this week. So, yeah, I think this game going to be in the 30s. Mm-hmm. I think both quarterbacks going to light the other team up. Whoever gets the ball last might win this game. So, hey, man, I wrote down 3 rookies, dog. And I know y'all probably like, man, move tripping. But when you look at their matchups, they all work for start. I got Zach Wilson, Matt Jones, and Trevor Lawrence. I had all 3 of those as starts this week. But I'm going to go with the guy I wrote down first, man. I'm going with Zach Wilson going against Atlanta. Man, Atlanta, man, I just don't understand it, dog. They got good names on their defense, but their defense can't stop nobody. They can't stop nobody. Only thing that helps their defense is when the other team stops themselves.
Yeah.
So, especially with Crowder being back, I like Zach Wilson even more going against Atlanta. And then Atlanta ain't going to have none of their work. Russell Gage ain't going. Calvin Ridley ain't going. So, it's like, really? So, I look for Atlanta to struggle on offense, and I look for Zach Wilson to have a big day. If you streaming for a quarterback, I would say take a look at Zach Wilson this week going against Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Love, bro. Give me a running back you're starting this week.
Man, I'm digging deep, but I think this is going to work, guys. If you need a starting stream starter, I think I'm going with Cordero Patterson for that same reason for Atlanta. Because this is what you just said, Moo. Both receivers are out. But Cordero's been balling, man. Right now, it's crazy. He's currently RB3 and wide receiver 5 in the PPR. And he's eligible. Yeah, bro. And he's eligible in both positions. So when we find these guys like here that are like slash, taking it back to Cordell Stewart, he's going to get you points. He's catching the ball. He's running the ball. And so far, he's outproduced Mike Davis big time. So, yes, he's going to be able to get some things done in London on Sunday.
I like Cordero Patterson. That's why I had Mike Davis as a sit. I actually put Mike Davis as a sit. Patterson as the lead back. It seems like he's a lead back in the passing game and the run game. And Mike Davis is TD dependent. So that's why I had Mike Davis as a sit. But Cordero Patterson is balling. And Atlanta is using him in a way that they're finding mismatches for him. So, hey, if you got Cordero Patterson, little bro say start him. Who you got, big bro? Who you starting at running back this week?
I'm starting, man, you know, I'm starting Damian Williams. Jermaine got him on his squad.
I wrote him down, too.
Yeah. I mean, with Montgomery out 4 to 5 weeks with that knee, you know, I mean, I hate to say he's the last show in town, but at least he know the offense and he's ready to play. He showed, I mean, he got you 15 points last week with 8 attempts. He got a touchdown out of it. All right, so going against the Raiders, who give up 7 most points to running back, you know, you got to play the numbers and say, okay, he's going to eat this week since he practiced all week as a starter. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I was starting.
Yeah. Plus, if you don't remember Damian Williams, when the Kansas City Chiefs cut Kareem Hunt, Damian Williams became the lead back for the Chiefs that year, the year they went to the Super Bowl, and they won the Super Bowl. So he does have experience of being the lead back. And like Carl said, Matt Nagy, I want to say, was the offensive coordinator at Kansas City while Damian Williams was there. And Vegas, they give it up, man. They give it up on the ground. I think they solid against the pass or bad against the run. They just gave up 100 to Eckler. And I think Williams can do the same thing. Plus, he can catch the ball. So that's why I wrote down Damian Williams. But I'm going to a guy that should be in a high-scoring game, Sunday night game, Devin Singletary. This is your game, bro. This is a game that you should be able to run it and catch it against one of the poorest defenses in the NFL. Kansas City can't stop nobody from doing nothing right now. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. Only thing they can hope for is that your offense get a holding call and you shoot yourself in the foot. Or you get in the red zone and you can't score, you got to kick field goals. That's the only reason they won the Philly game last week is because Philly kicked too many field goals when they should have been scoring touchdowns. I look for Singletary to have a big game. I say probably 100 combined scrimmage yards and maybe even a touchdown against Kansas City. Devin Singletary, this is your week to be the RB1 for Buffalo Bills, man. All right, big bro.
Mm-hmm.
All right, big bro, give me a wide receiver.
All right, y'all sitting down on this one? Coming out of nowhere with this one.
If you say Odell Beckham Jr., I'm going to fall out of the chair.
Bruh, nah. I don't think we even said his name yet. Kadarius Toney.
He was my sleeper last week.
Oh, he was? Okay. Well,
he was my sleeper last week.
All right, well, I All right, so going against Dallas, you give it up third most fantasy points. On top of that, Shepard and Slayton out. His targets were increased last week. He produced. They're going to go through him and John Ross, at least until these guys come back, and maybe further if they show up. I know what Tony can do, being an old Florida boy. I've seen him for the last 4 years. I drafted him in a couple of leagues because I figured that, you know, once he got opportunity, he was going to show out, and he did just that last week when he had 9 targets, 6 catches, 70 yards. Now, he didn't meet the end zone, but I think he can only get better once they really understand how to use this guy.
Yeah, that's why I had him as a sleeper last week. Actually, I was going to hire him as a sleeper again this week, because of what he did last week, and with Saquon actually balling a little bit last week. I think with Saquon actually looking like Saquon, it makes it hard for you to cover Tony one-on-one with, like, your third corner, because that boy, he got that he's shifty, he can get run after the catch, so they can use him with some gadget stuff. So that's why I had him as a sleeper this week. And I think they're going to have to score points this week against the Cowboys. So, and then have we heard the Slayton and Shepard? I don't think I heard anything about either one of them coming back this week. So as long as they out, Tony plus Evan Ingram, man. Come on, dog. Evan Ingram, man. Whew. We'll talk about you another day. We'll talk about you another day.
But you got to think.
Yeah, man.
You line up. Who you going to line up against that guy if you put 4 wide receivers out there? Who you putting on him that can really stay with him? You mess around and get him lined up on a linebacker, it's night-night.
Yeah, they're not going to put – will they put Diggs on him? No. They probably have Diggs on Golladay. So, yeah, so he's going to be matched up either against Anthony Brown or the third corner. So, I like it.
Well, no. Because what I'm saying is, if they put him in the backfield, because he's been back there.
They're going to put him on the EM.
Yeah, they put him on the Saquon back there.
Because you watched the game last week when they put DJ Moore on the backfield, they couldn't even find him.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, damn, all right. All right, little bro, give me a wide receiver you starting this week.
Man, I'm going with White Chocolate, man. I'm going with my man Hunter Renfrow, man. Hunter Renfrow's solid. He's a player that in fantasy it's more about consistency, because with the ebb and flow of, you know, the scoring going up and down, he is solid, man. He's going to get you some solid points every week. He is their safety blanket. I know I said earlier in the program, but I don't know if, Carr is going to have huge numbers. But the thing with Hunter Renfrow, he is consistent. And you got to have at least, like in his place, probably about he's going to be your third receiver. You only need about 7.5, maybe 8 points. And Hunter's going to get you that pretty much on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, and then he gets red zone targets too. Rugs don't even get red zone targets. So in the red zone, they look for Renfrow and Waller.
Yeah.
Hey, man, wide receiver on starting this week, man. I wish he was still with my boys, but he's with the Jets now. And for some strange reason, he just finds ways to score touchdowns and get open. Jamison Crowder, man, going against Atlanta. I know Zach Wilson was happy to have him back. He's going to cut into Corey Davis's targets. Or maybe I think he put Elijah Moore on the bench, because Jamison Crowder just finds ways to get open in the middle of the field, and he finds ways to score touchdowns. If he's available, I say pick him up and play him this week with no hesitation. And I expect him to probably have about seven catches, about 80 yards on a touchdown this week going against Atlanta. All right. All right, little bro, give me a tight end you starting this week.
Tight end, I'm starting this week. I am going with my man. I talked about benching him a couple of weeks ago. I must have had, a brain fart. That's Dalton Schultz, man. Dalton Schultz is consistent. Those targets that we were talking about that Amari's not getting, they're going now to the tight ends, Jarwin and Schultz. But moreover on Schultz, man, Schultz has been consistent the last few weeks. Man, he's been putting up some points. And especially with the tight end being so shallow, this is probably the worst I've seen tight end look in years. Schultz will definitely get you some good play.
And he's getting red zone targets. So that's one thing you need when you got a tight end, you want them to get the red zone targets. So Dalton Schultz will definitely be getting red zone targets. What tight end are you starting this week, big bro?
Mike Gesicki, Miami Dolphins. 18 targets the last 2 weeks, scored almost 20 points both times, going against my Bucs defense, who just giving it up to the tight end, seventh most fantasy points. He having a great season. Like I said, at least six targets last three games, but one touchdown. But like I said, he's getting opportunities with those targets, and that's all that really matters. Give me the targets, touchdowns will come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Gesicki is getting off because of Brissett. Brissett understands that you're not always going to be able to throw the ball down the field to wide receivers. Sometimes you have to utilize your tight ends. Tua, I just don't understand why Tua never used Gesicki. Since Magic used Gesicki, and now Jacoby is using Gesicki, but you don't use him. And both those quarterbacks are having, they both have success. So I don't understand it, man. But I'm going to go deep here, man. I'm going deep. I talked about it earlier when Big Bro talked about Sam Darnold. I'm going Tommy Tremble, man, tight end for Carolina. He had two targets last week. They traded away Dan Arnold, who was their number one tight end. Ian Martinez is solid, but he's more of the blocking type. I think this week Tommy Tremble is going to be a major part of the offense. I look for him to see an increase in targets. And I look for him to get some red zone targets this week also. So I would say pick him up and start him. But if your tight end hasn't done nothing, what is it gonna hurt? Pick him up, play him if your tight end hasn't done anything. You know, or you can add him to your watch list, see what his stats look like over the next couple of weeks. But you know, I think Trevor is gonna be a major part of this offense. All right, real quick, little bro, give me big bro, give me a sleeper.
My sleeper this week is Alamande Zaccheaus for the Falcons with all their
wide receiver
offensive weapons. I'm sorry?
He a wide receiver, right?
Yeah, with all their weapons out hurt, this might be an opportunity for you to snap somebody up. If you're hurting at the wide receiver positions, I know a lot of leagues have saw three wide receivers. You need you one more that can produce you this week. It's a good one to snatch up if you need him, get you some quick points, and drop him next week.
Yeah, especially with Ridley and Gage staying in the States for this game. So, all right, Jermaine, who you got in the sleep? Yeah, can't get them all. Jermaine, who you got as your sleeper this week?
Digging deep in the well, man. I still think he'll do good. That's Zach Wilson versus Atlanta. Atlanta's given up the second most points to quarterbacks this year. We talked about it earlier. They're kind of, they pretty much are scrapping. Both the receivers are out. They're going to be a sneaky good offense here. I would say, man, if not by the end of this year, definitely coming next year with the addition of Crowder. I think Zach is going to do good this game.
Yeah, like I said, I had Zach as a start. If you could pick him up and your quarterback and your quarterback has been kind of lackluster or has a bad matchup, I will pick Zach Wilson up and play him this week. Said the same thing about Taylor Heineke last week against Atlanta. Pick him up, play him. So, but I'm going with Allen Lazard, man. And the reason I'm going with Allen Lazard is because bro said it. Tanya has been basically inconsistent, and I think Cincinnati is going to do some things to make Aaron go elsewhere. And I think Allen Lazard is the guy that Aaron likes throwing to, especially with Valdez-Scantling being out. And with this being a high-scoring game, I think Allen Lazard might be able to get you about 5 catches, 50 yards, and even a touchdown. So if Allen Lazard is available and your wide receivers, you got Calvin Ridley or Russell Gage or, you know, somebody that's Jarvis Landry who's out, look at picking up Allen Lazard this week. But, all right, you know, any last words, big bro?
Hey, man, shoot, look like me and you going at it. One more again? Yeah, let me see. I'm peeking. I did hit Maine with a double whammy. I know you weren't happy about it, but I know how you do. You probably was fucking up a storm.
Bruh, I tell you what. But you said my part and my words for everybody, it's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. And I've seen people win leagues in 7-6 records. Or in this case it could be 7-7. So it's about just finishing strong. If you're in a slump, don't worry. Just do your matchups. Have faith in your matchups. Don't worry.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, so I play bro again this week. I play him in what? This is in Jermaine's league. I play my nemesis, Eddie Kane, in the Big Clark Invitational. That's my nemesis. So, all right. But any last words, Jermaine? Well, Jermaine already said his last words. You can win the league at 7-9, I guess. But, you know, like always, you know, me and my bros, you know, be up here every Friday. I'm going to have to talk to little bro about getting into this fantasy basketball, me and big bro. I think me and last year, me and big bro, we had fun with that last year. So, but everybody have a good – yeah. And didn't even have no strategy.
Hey, I know stats.
I guess when you get Giannis and Steph, I was like,
you don't need that.
Yeah. So yeah, we got our fantasy basketball draft coming up on the 17th. Trying to get a few more teams, but you know that's gonna be fun. Everybody have a good weekend. Watch the games. Good luck to my bros this weekend. Carl, we can't tie this weekend. We got to have a definitive winner or loser.
Hey,
so,
look, I was literally hoping that they was going to have a, you know how they do the score correction, stat correction? I was looking for one of them in my favor.
See, folks? We take this fantasy thing seriously. We take this fantasy thing seriously. That's proof right there. So everybody have a good weekend. Everybody take care, man. The weather is changing. Make sure you dress it appropriately. Man, I got a little coldy cold, so I'm about to get up under this blanket, man, and watch the Lakers play the Warriors. I think LeBron playing tonight. So everybody have a great weekend. Take care. There's always an end in the show. We always end with a peace.
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 That's right.